Okay, continue on with getting overseas.
So, we one by one went to the plant in Omaha to pick up our new airplanes. And Bob Lewis allowed me to make a little detour through Dodge City to see my wife and then meet them in Omaha. And we were in Omaha a whole week waiting for our airplane to be ready. We were staying downtown at Fontenelle, a nice hotel. We were on per diem. And we get a ride out to the plant every morning, see if the airplane was going to be ready that day, hang around about noon, and then go back to the hotel and have fun for the evening. Show up the next day. So we were there about 5 days, I guess, before we flew the Enola Gay back to Wendover.
Did it have that name then?
No. We had no name. The ship started moving overseas one or two at a time. We didn't go over as a whole group. Maybe there'd be a day or two, depending on weather. Maybe two ships would leave. Then we'd go to the port of BOAE, Board of Aerial Embarkation at Matha Field. And
where was this? Where was...
In California. Yeah, near Sacramento. Yeah, outside of Sacramento. Yeah, we had spent time at Matha Field. We had a shakedown flight of the Enola Gay, our airplane, where we took us due west out over the Pacific to those islands that are out off San Francisco. I can't remember the name of them. Some islands, and then flew south down about Baja and over 30,000, probably about 33, 34,000 feet. And on the way back up the coast, we had a tailwind. And our navigator calculated our ground speed at 410 miles an hour or something. 420. Anyway, it sounded fantastic. But then we had some bad weather. An awful front moved over, and we had to land at Matha Field.
How do you spell that, Matha Field?
M-A-T-H-E-R. And that was the first time we backed the airplane up over the reversible pitch props. They took us out to a parking hard stand, the Follow Me Jeep, had us go out to a hard stand, and they were made for A-26s, I think. Kind of small for a B-29. So Bob Lewis was flying. And Tibbetts didn't do much of this flying with us at Wendover. Very few flights. Most of them with Bob Lewis as aircraft commander. And he wasn't about to try and pull in and turn around. So what he did was he just made a left-hand turn in front of the circular hard stand, and I was riding the tail, and he called back and told me, he says, "Steer me in, Bob. Watch it that we don't roll off this pad." So he threw the props all in reverse, and we just backed that airplane up into the hard stand. And these guys in the Follow Me Jeep were just amazed. And we had a RO in there until the weather was better the next day. And the fact it was so, we thought, oh boy, night in Sacramento. The weather was just too bad to even go to town, and we were kind of beat anyway. We've been flying since early in the morning. So it was shortly after that, we were one of the last planes to leave Wendover. And I remember Captain Marquard was left. He was going to be the last one to leave. And he was left in command. Tibbetts was already over there. And I was flying right blister for takeoff. And Bob Lewis says, let's drag the ramp and say goodbye. So we went down on the east end, put the right wing down, and just buzzed that damn ramp and says, so long, guys. And the tower got on there and balled the hell out of it. But I was looking right down there, and I could count the cracks on the runway or on the ramp. And I guess Marquard reported them to Tibbetts, and Tibbetts gave him a good chewing out.
What was the date of this when you left?
This must have been, it was probably about the 25th of June. Because I think we arrived, I know there's dates in some of the stories. Or I got them in some of my, someplace.
That'll be
but
fine.
But it was about the 25th of June, because I think we went to Mather, stayed overnight, and we had to stand guard because of the special hooks. Well, the enlisted men stood guard, taking turns standing guard because of the special hooks in the bomb bay. And because at Mather Field, a crew would go over your whole airplane to see that all your safety equipment, life rafts, and everything was all up to date. All your parachutes were okay. And they weren't allowed to look in that bomb bay. And we had to see that they didn't open the hatches, so we had to go around with the people. And we stood guard, we took turns. Or some mustard men took turns. Two at a time. And left Mather, flew to Honolulu. And same thing there, standing guard. Didn't get a chance to go to town. Then flew to Kwajalein. And at Honolulu, I was told to load ammunition. And ride the tail, because the Japanese still held Woji. And we were going to be passing there, and they were still flying fighters out of there. So we went to had landed at Kwajalein and had a little time to go swimming, see some of the wrecks that were still beached wrecks, landing LSTs and tanks and stuck us in. The chow was awful. We're in the transit shacks, rats scurrying all over the place. And so, and we took off. Next day we took off for Tinian, which was not too long a flight. I seem to remember about just six, seven more hours and land at Tinian.
Now, can you tell us exactly where Tinian's located?
It's in the Marianas, 3 miles south of Saipan, 125 miles north of Guam, about the same line, north and south line.